Stein, Saxo, and the other Fräulein knows this one. This coming season, beginning now, we are going to continue to focus on three main things. The things that we're going to continue to focus on is we have been focusing on, at least some of us have been, and that is the three things would be the king, keys, and the kingdom. The king, the keys, and the kingdom. We continue to focus on that because, see, God has given us breakthrough, but you still have to use your keys. You know, how many of you know that Jesus died on the cross? Wait a minute. How many of you know why he died on the cross? Wait a minute. How many of you know that he died to set you and me free? Wait a minute. How many of you know that you and I, we are free according to what God has stated? How many of you know that not all of us are walking in our freedom? Are we walking some things and not in others? The reason for that is because the little keys that are given to us are coming to the foyer of God's kingdom, and have all these rooms, and each room has a key. You just have to put the key in and unlock the room, and to go into that room to enjoy all that God has in that room for you. It's all yours. So he says, freely I've given you the keys of the kingdom, not to the kingdom, you're already in the kingdom. If you are born of God, you're already in the kingdom. He doesn't give you the keys to the kingdom, but he gives you the keys of the kingdom. There are many keys, and if we don't understand how this operates, then we could be in the kingdom, but just staying with where. But God's will is huge, so, you know. But he wants you to go into every room and discover everything that he has for you. Amen. Now, we know that when we talk about the king, the keys, and of course, we talk about the kingdom, that we had in the book of John, it speaks of the law and the prophets. Jesus said to his, to the Pharisees, and when he was speaking to them one day, he said to them, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So, when we go back from the first book of the Bible, the first five books are called the Pentateuch. It's the first five books that were written by Moses, were given to Moses. From that fifth book, the sixth book, it was the sixth book. Yeah, the sixth book, was the sixth book? That's right. Okay. From the sixth book to the last book of the Old Testament, was the last book of the Old Testament? Malachi. From Joshua, Malachi, is referred to as the prophets. From the five books of Moses, the Pentateuch is referred to as the book of Moses. The Pentateuch is the law. So you have, Jesus said, the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets, they all testify about me. He says, if you would search the scriptures, if you would get into this word, and you would look from Genesis all the way from Malachi, this, all these books that are compiled together, testify of me, of my coming. And so, once you get past the book of Malachi, And the books in the Old Testament serve the same purpose that it served when it was given, but we view it in a different light. Because if from Genesis to Malachi spoke this coming, then you and I know that he has come. Then when we look at Jesus to Malachi, we're just looking back for reference. You with me? We're looking back for reference. So you would see that many things that are written in the Old Testament that are just references of the things that are being fulfilled in the New. So that's what he says. He told them, search the scriptures, for in them if you have eternal life, and they are those justified of me. So, once he came and brought the fulfillment of that which was spoken of. Now we read it in the book of Hebrews. It says God, in certain times and in diverse manners, spoke unto us through the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, you find that statement there. The Son, whom he has used, whom God has used to bring the fulfillment of all that was written, has said in him. That's why we even celebrate this season that we're in. That's why we should not lose sight of the season, or the reason for the season. It's not about the red suit and all that stuff. You know, maybe knocking on the table, anyone, you know, but we're just saying that we want to make sure that we understand the reason for the season, especially those of you that belong to this new kingdom. You have a kingdom that we understand. You have no choice but to celebrate what you know. But for those of us that are in this kingdom, it's a different story. And you see it into that. So, when he came, when Jesus came, he preached on one message. They all spoke about his coming, and everyone was looking all of the law of the prophets to prophesy. So every time we read something in the Old Testament, it was a foreshadowing of that which was to come. It was a prediction of that which was to come, and this would be fulfilled in Christ Jesus. So that's what the Old Testament is really all about. Now, you don't negate the Old Testament. You don't throw the Old Testament away. See, because we use it as a guide for us. It helps us even get a better understanding of all that's going on even today. So you don't negate the Old Testament. We don't say, no, we're not under the law anymore, so we don't follow the law. We don't say stuff like that. We know that we're not under the law. We know that we're under the grace of God. But we use the law as proper context. Are you with me? We don't throw it away. We use it as proper context. Because you don't go around saying, well, hey, I'm under the grace now, so, you know, I don't have to follow the commandment that says no law, that matter. I'm under grace, if I'm not, that's all right. But so already, you know, I'm no longer under the law. So we don't think like that. We know that it's just being done. You know, we don't think like that. We don't talk like that. We learn the reference of what was written, how it relates to where we are today. Do you understand? Okay? So, stay with me just for a moment. Because I think I'm going to go someplace. So we understand the whole of this Bible, the whole of this Bible was given to us, you know, sticking it to you. Spend more time in the Word of God. You know, we love the Word of God because we know this is how God communicates with us. He speaks to us through His Son. His Son is the Word. And that's how we communicate with Him. Say yes. That's why that's what we say about our Bibles. Say yes. And if you can't say yes, don't feel condemned. As Jesus told the woman who was caught in adultery, and they brought her to Him, and they said, this woman was caught in the act, the very act. Simply done. They were aware that Jesus is a stoner. They said, there will not be merits that she will stone. What do you say? And he says, well, let's not follow the law. He did not. I was trying to trick someone. Trying to trick Jesus. Jesus said to them, you are not sin, that's the first. What if you get out of it, right? You know what I'm saying? You cast the first stone. So I say to you, you have to be written in your Bible. You have to have that relationship with your Bible. I will say to you the same thing that Jesus said to that woman. Though she was found guilty, though she was found in that, though she was not doing what she was supposed to have been doing, he turned to her and said, woman, you didn't know I condemn you. So, the minute you speak a condemning word to you, because you haven't done what your Bible will be incorrect, I will be following the steps of my big brother, Jesus. I will tell you that. I will say, shame on you. I will say that. I will say the same thing that Jesus said to that woman. Is declared in the gospel fulfillment in this verse that Jesus said. When Jesus came and said, he had one message.
Sister John, how long has this known? You're not that sure? neither you have been able to do the Son, doesn't he? You have restraint. And that's why I do it. You know, in the other you have to change things. Am I not sure? You are not sure. All of God's children are sure. Jesus gave that message. And he always gives pictures to help us to understand. You know the story about Peter, James, and John? Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up to a mountain. And while he was there, he appeared with Moses and Elijah in this transfigured state, shining, brilliant, beautiful state. And the disciples Different things. But all you know are the two things that I do. So you come here with the two things. when you don't have the means to erect them and not let it function, then you are just going to carry on the two things that you know.
I'm not going to help myself in front of this.
My kids, even my wife, they do all kinds of stuff, you know. Well, all these things that they can enjoy on the cell phone, not me. I don't want to. You're texting me. Why am I going to text you back? How does I do it? I'm sure you're going to be going, hello. Hey, Dennis, how are you doing? Good, is this up to me? And yet we walk around, look. Now look at me. I've been through for that. Yeah. Look, Jesus Paul's, his abilities in his body. By his stripes, you were healed. And yet we walk around sick. Now you understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying then, I'm going to cut them if you broke. But you know what? The key is fixing the thing. He's enjoying the stuff together. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. When we all get to heaven, we're done rejoicing that would be. When we all see Jesus, we sing and shout the victory. That's a wonderful song. But come on, let's say, well, yeah, I want to do some stuff. If you don't want me to enjoy anything from it, doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to show you the little stuff, see? See, because this is what happens. You see, you take the stuff of Moses and you feed them with Elijah. Those are things that we got from the Old Testament. Now, those who are studying, listen to me, those who are studying what the Old Testament said came up with their reasonings. And in their reasonings, their reason why these things should be, and they transfer that to us. And so Jesus came really to get rid of that religious type of thinking. That's why he came. Get rid of that stuff. Don't think about that stuff. Now, here's what I was thinking. This is a local church. A local church is not the sanctum of the church. A local church is really a part of the church in general. Right? A local church is supposed to be statement that he's given to us. And I'm with me. He's looking out. Did he even hear what I'm saying? Carefully. I don't know how other local churches may be established or run. But I need to know how this one is run. Because if you read it in the book of Acts chapter 2, it says that thou wilt turn and all the disciples, all the disciples of the people, they have all things in common. And some of them, they put their possessions and they show all their possessions. Well, it says they show their possessions and get the extras. You didn't even really sell anything they had. So he stole some property and stuff, and he took that extra and he brought it to the church so that everyone within the family really could be taken care of. See, it's a sin here of a local church, a local church serving. And so, he says, and they met from house to house, breaking bread and having fellowship one with another. And gave themselves to the apostles' doctrine. There was no giving themselves to the word that was being presented because the word was not really canonized at the time. It was not put in the New Testament form as of yet. See? So they went along with the apostles' teaching. And they had a similar support in mind that brought word together. And the Bible says that. Thank you. is not of God. See, because God has never built a death capacity in any way, shape, or form for us to be independent. When you talk about independence, independence is to break your life form. It is independence. We think it's a wonderful word, but it's not all that wonderful unless you break your life and practice it.
I'm not sure.
is the one that God had already established within me. So it's a confirmation. Because if that's not the case, somebody could then say, well, God told me that you should go to Africa. I may end up going to Africa, make my way over Africa, and I'm in Africa, almost supposed to be in Africa, no help, nothing. I might as well kill myself in Africa, and here you are back in the United States doing well, and you're doing well in the prophecy. Yeah. But God is much, much, much more precise than that. Okay, I appreciate that. Feels like you're sensitive to God. But also, you've got to tell me. You've got to let me know. Because when you become the one who directs me, right? It's supposed to be like that. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the king. But I'm talking about how I'm functioning in the kingdom. But I'm getting the keys to unlock all the rooms in the kingdom. So you want to build a room, you want that record, you want to make your own decision, you feel this is here, and God's in the room, you go ahead. But I don't know why he put you in any of the city in the first place. Why would he do that? No, this independent spirit is not about the charismatics. This independent spirit that they have, you see. I guess people are a little more control because the name of the word oriented and says that you know, it's got to be the word, it's got to be the word, it's got to be the word. Now, charismatic people are more multi-pastoral, you know, it's got to be the spirit, it's the spirit of God. And the spirit led me, and God said, and God said, and he led me, and then you've got to be careful how you say those things. God said, and God said, you've got to be very careful because the earth is so short that it was God. But yeah, I'm saying because I know that wasn't God. But you know, God safeguards us in many ways. So he gives us certain things to help us to understand how we can touch the wall, how we can know that this is of God, or it's not of God. Sometimes we hear music. You know, you might hear music, and the words of the music might be nice words. It might be nice words, you know, it's the good words. But you never realize that the people who are actually who got those words, who saying those words, who had the initiation, it's a trap operation. I want to get into all that stuff today, not this morning, this is not too heavy this morning. Lord help us. You know, well, it's a nice song. It's a nice song. Yeah, it's a nice song. Listen to the words. And what's the word about the spirit behind the song? Is there a spirit behind the song? Do you know that there's a spirit behind the song? You know, we've got it in the 7 days of singing the song in churches. I am a bridge over troubled waters. They sang the song across the nation in churches. But the person who wrote that song, though the words may sound very nice, the person who wrote it was actually Haggai from Shinar. They were talking about my people who were prepared for the troubled waters. So we took the song, and because we sang the song in church, I could bring you to the trouble. Oh, how can you write it? But this was going to be a thing, and it was going to be annoying. That's annoying me. But you didn't know what I'm talking about. Oh, Jesus, help us. The king, the keys, and the king. Now, the king came. He said, you've got to get the principal thing, which is wisdom. And when you get wisdom, get understanding. Because if you don't get understanding, that moment. What do you have for me? Thanks for the moment if I have to have some more closings. To know how to function where our authority comes from. He wants us to function based on with our beliefs. He wants us to function in our relationships. He wants us to function in all these things that our children. So what we have done, we have put seven basic convictions that deals with Bible. The Bible is Bible applied from the front of our lives. It deals with purpose. Is not. Because I want you to recognize that answered, not all that I know. My dad, let me stop that you will build this a little carnal. They want it back. They have carnal things that are back. Some carnal things are good. Some carnal things are good. And your soul has experienced carnal things. So, Jesus said you better get the main thing. You better get the wisdom. Because this is what it does. It separates between the carnal and the spiritual. It separates between what is soulish and what is spiritual. Hebrews 4 says that. For the word of God is spoken. And it's very powerful. Jeremiah, any Christ for it is the end of the divine wisdom of what is spiritual and what is soulish. That is a discern of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. There's a heart to have what is carnal and what is spiritual. So, you need wisdom. You need the wisdom of God. And because you came into this life, into this kingdom, with stuff from the other kingdom, the traditional stuff, I have erased all that. That your mind transfigured, transferred to that of the kingdom. And if you want to experience the breakthrough that I have already given to you, you need to be able to take the keys and unlock the door. So we talk about a breakthrough. So people are already experiencing breakthroughs in their lives. But the breakthroughs are coming because of the result of the wisdom that is being used, or the keys that are being used to unlock the thing. At this time, I will stop. So, I got that. I have 2 more pages to go. So again, we don't want to get you. Usually, what happens when we're listening to a message, you know, we get things and the enemy uses a lot of things that are said. And sometimes when he does, he tries to distort what is being said. But you need to be able to discern the spirit behind what is being said. Is it our kingdom? We have a king. We have keys. And we're learning how to function and operate in the kingdom so that you and I can walk in the complete liberty, freedom, and victory in every area of our lives. And so we've been establishing the, you know, we've done this before. That's what our basic convictions are all about. That's what our non-material principles are all about. That's what our fundamental character qualities are all about. You know, those are the things that we share over and over. We talk about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the keys. We talk about these things over and over and over. But what you need to do as an individual is not just to hear a message that is being said, but it's to begin to take that message and apply it. In other words, if you know what in a good conscience is, you need to apply how to keep your conscience clear. If you know what it is, authority, then you need to know what proper submission is. You need to understand the difference between independence and interdependence. You need to understand why God sets you in a body and he didn't set you alone by yourself. See, all those things, those are what these principles are for. These are what these convictions are for. These are what these natural principles are for.